How great the evil of sin must be. Isaiah 53, verse 10. The Lord was pleased to crush him and cause him to suffer. Here we see the Immaculate Jesus crushed under the weight of his Father's wrath, and his Father pleased with causing him to suffer. From whence did this arise? From the evil, the dreadful evil of sin. Sin brought the Son of God from heaven to earth. Sin put him to death on the cruel cross. If Jesus had not died, the just for the unjust, then sin would have sunk each of us into the lowest abyss of misery forever. What must sin be when such are the monstrous effects arising from it? And yet how lightly do we think of sin? Did our Redeemer think lightly of sin when he cried, my God, why have you forsaken me? Did the Father think lightly of sin when he was crushing his own beloved Son and causing him to suffer as the atoning sacrifice for our sins? Do those in hell think lightly of sin who are now receiving the wages of it? If nothing less than the death of Christ could expiate sin, then is it a small evil? If sin crushed even Jesus with its weight, then can it be seen as a light matter? We never can see sin aright until we view it in the tears and groans, the blood and agonies of the Son of God. In the death of Jesus, we behold both the evil of sin and the remedy for sin. If we look at sin in any other view, we may dread its consequences, but we shall never hate its malignity. Only as we view sin in the death of Jesus shall we begin to loathe it as a hateful and accursed evil. Only as we look on him whom we have pierced shall we ever genuinely repent for sin. Isaiah 53, verse 5. He was pierced for my transgressions. He was crushed for my iniquities. The punishment that brought me peace was upon him, and by his wounds I am forgiven. Ephesians 3, verses 18 to 19. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully.